This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnehemi. We are in Kalem. We'll start today from Yud Ches Ches. Chazon Gaon's we did from Shabbos, which were Yud Ches Ches and Tes. Continuing into Yud Dalid, Aleph and Beis. Okay, so that lands us at Yochach through Yitav. That's a nice place to end, Yitav.
You said Yud
Dalid? No, Yud Ches Ches, 18:8. Through
19:2. Yeah,
that's right. Sounds good? Oh, yes, yes. All right. Yeah. Tefillah Arba Kelim. The tefillin is comprised of four boxes. The tefillin shall reish. All right. Says the Mishnah. So what happens if that tefillin became Tami Tami Meis? We spoke about this on Shabbos. That if your tefillin became tum and meis, I don't know exactly how you're going to go about being matire them. Putting your tefillin in a mikvah doesn't sound like a great idea. I'm not sure exactly what you do. And tefillin becoming tum and meis is probably a pretty common occurrence. Somebody dies and there's tefillin in the room. That's what happens. Okay. Or a tummy person puts on tefillin. Each and every one of us, our tefillin, our tummy. Why not? We're a tummy mace. We're an av. So our tefillin's a rishon's. Place this. Don't know. All right.
What does the person do if he happens to be in the house in the morning and somebody passed away? Then he has to go to do. Then he has to go to down the shop. If because he was early in the morning, but now everything on him is
tummy.
Is tummy. So what does he do?
Where's the tummy? He wears them tummy. I mean, you could. Tefillin are not puzzled just because they're tummy. The problem is that once you want to be matired yourself, I guess you're not in the kabbal tummy from tefillin or tummy. It's not a problem. Okay, let's go. So, this fellow, he had an idea. He's going to replace the bottom. Hidzuk, Sisir Rishon, takes off bias number one. We have 1, 2, 3, and 4. It takes off number one. Takes and puts a new one. Tummy to my mace. All right, what happens? Number one, we said, is now. Mechubar to 2, 3, and 4, which are tummy mace. Called mechubar to tummy tummy. Number one, additionally, is a maga tummy mace, also touching a tummy mace, that makes it a rishon. So it has tumor for two reasons, and we're going to see why that's important. The first reason we mentioned would make it an av, the second reason would only make it a rishon. But it will be relevant, and you'll see why. Chen shniyah v'chen shlishis, takes out number two, replaces it, takes number three, and replaces it. All of them are still attached to number four, which is the avatoma, and therefore they're all avs. Ah, yitris revius! He takes off number four and replaces it. So all those 1, 2, and 3 that are attached to number four, that fell apart because number four is not here anymore. So you can't be attached to number four. So that tum is gone. But you have the other tum that we mentioned, the Yermaget Tumay Meis. Avot Meya Maget Meis. Your maga to my mace. Because mice you touched. You touched another tummy that was tummy mace. Your maga to my mace. So 1, 2, and 3 have that. Good. And what's number four? Number four will have tuma, because attached to 1, 2, and 3 that have maga to my mace, so it has a region. Okay. Now he went back and did it again. Chazal Rishayin Vetir Vetiknai took up number one and replaced it. So, okay, it's number that new number one is still attached to 2 and 3 that are Maga Tamei Meis. So it's Tamei Maga, because it's Mechorbal Tamei Tamei, Vichin Shnia. Hitzer Shlish take up the third, so all your original Maga Tamei Meis are gone. No one's attached now to anything that's a Tamei Meis or anything that's a Maga Tamei Meis. So everything's Tara now. 1, 2, 3, even 4. Because 4 what? It was attached to a maga to my mace. Not anymore. Aye, number 4, you touched a maga to my mace. That's a rishon. You're touching it. A cleat can't be a kabbalton from a rishon. Okay, so the last line of the Mishnah, huh? It's a little bit hard to read. Sheravias b'mago ve'in mago oise mago. The Mishnah is explaining. I'll just read the explainer. Why, when you take off the third one, the tumah is totally off? Why don't you say that they're attached to the fourth one? No, because the fourth one doesn't have its own tumah. It only had tumah because it was attached to number three. Therefore, when you take number three, tumah left the fourth. Aye. Don't say the revius should be kum tumah because it's touching number three. Because number three was a maga, and a maga cannot mitame other thing through a maga, because it's a region. And a region can mitame kli. Shravias b'mago. It only had maga to number three, and maga of number three can't make maga number four. Okay. Good. Leitrin
Shas. This sounds like it's in here just to teach us something, but not that it really happened.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever happened. Most of these things probably never happened. I'm with you.
They're doing it, but not when he has to daven. So they're doing it during. By the time they're finished fixing it, they're doing through all of these. It's tahar.
So I'm with you. I don't think it's ever happened. Don't lose sleep over who did this exactly. Trying to don't do it yourself, please. There's a big discussion whether or not you could even do this because maybe all the bottom of the tefillin has to be from one piece of leather. They have a footnote about that. Someone says, even this mission, that doesn't have to be that way. Okay. And of course, the discussion continues. Mitosh, Nignav Chetze, someone stole half your bed. You woke up this morning, your whole bed wasn't that good. I'm glad to hear. Because sometimes some guy woke up this morning and half his bed was stolen. Whatever Chetze, he lost half his bed. Okay. Achalku Achim, split up by brothers, Oshutvin, or partners, Tahirim. All right. Since you cannot use the half a bed, it's shivri kelum. Now, okay, we learned it. Okay, this is a discussion which we need to have. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that if you have an aruch of ishtekarayim, a long beam, a side beam with 2 feet, or a ksar of ishtekarayim that has tumah, and Taisus there wonders how that fits in with what we learned in Mishnah Hay. And Taisus says that this Gemara and Sukkah is like the Shita of Nechemya, that over there it said that if a Rucha falls off, you can put it against the wall, and it's Tamei. And I guess the Gemara and Sukkah is telling that Nechemya is even more Makel, but, more Machmer actually, that has Tumah. But Taisa says, however, that only applies this, Bein the Shita of Nechemya, Bein this Gemara and Sukkah, Ruch Shtei Karayim, Ksar Shtei Karayim, that's Tumah, if the entire bed is intact, is round, and it's one person, he's going to put it back together. But if it's lost, or it's two people, then I can put it back together, then it'll be tar. So he says, and that's pshat in the Mishnah in Kalim, our Mishnah. Since the Midah was stolen, or lost, or brothers, or partners, it's tar. Because now I can put it back together again. Let's just bring over here. Fine. Later. Chemistry. Chaziru, we put it back together again. Kabel's tumma mikanu lahabo. It receives tumma from here and on. Okay. Fine. Mita metame chavilom. Metaheres chavilom. Okay, this is a hard line. This is in Sukkah deals with this as well. We're talking about a case of a bed that had just a leg and one beam, a short beam. Metame chavila, it gets tumma that way. Meaning if one gets tumma, the other one becomes tumma. Corner of a lezer, they consider it fully attached. Therefore, if one became tumma, the other one became tumma. Metheres chavila, and you could table it that way. Now, how could a kara get tumah? Because we said before that a kara maybe can get medrash. Chamoimrim, Materasevarim, Divrei Blazer. Chamoimrim, Materasevarim, Materasevarim. It's not a real chibur. Even though one, a full bed, is considered one attached, one entity, and you get tumah touches one part, the whole thing becomes tumah. But when it's these small little subparts, they're considered, not considered attached. Yeah, if the leg becomes tumah, the ketzara is not tumah. If you want to tivel it, you have to separate it.
The sages sound like they have a better idea of what's going on here.
Okay. Yeah.
If it's it's all one piece, they seem to be correct that it can't get in between the pieces. Mm-hmm. You have to take them apart.
The Taisa in Sukkah says, Taisa says, Chavila. Just like when it comes to one bed, if one becomes one limb becomes tameh, the entire thing becomes tameh. So too, when you have a kara with a ksar, that's kind of what we just said. It's a chibur. If one becomes tameh, the whole thing becomes tameh. Teres chavila. It's a good tefillah. It's not a chatzitza. Just like you have a whole bed. Chamimayimrim. No. That only that limb becomes tameh, and becomes tameh. It's tummy, not the ktsara, and you have to tivel it by itself. The kara by itself. Okay. Fine. Perek Yutas Mishnah Aleph. Farik esamito, when it separates, it takes apart a bed. Lahatvilo, to be tivel it. When it touches the bed ropes, tahar. What happened here? Oh, another hard mission to read. The mission is talking about a case, the mito is not a toma. For example, Zav slapped on it. Okay. If you took it apart that you don't even have a ruchush de karayim, it's tahira. When it takes it apart to be tivel it, because it's too big to put in the mikvah, it does not get tummy. Why not? But you touched it, it was still intact when you started, no? I'm still lost here. We're talking about a case he already started off, it was already in parts, I guess. And he's just further taking it apart. So he's saying, since it's already tars, he's not tummy. What's the chiddush then? And then the next question is, why are you being titled then? Because the tummy can come back. Come back. That's based on the Gemara in Sukkah. Look for shtei karayim, serve shtei karayim. That's only about the tummy coming back, not the tummy remaining. Fine.
If the whole rope was tame, why would he finish putting the bed together? Why would he finish putting the ropes on the bed if they were...
Yeah, I'm up to the ropes. Hold on. So I don't know. This first case, the mission, I really don't understand. You have to say the bed was already fell apart, and he's just further taking it apart. Of course he's tar. I don't understand the chiddush. And the geba chavon touches the ropes. Okay, we're talking about the ropes... of the held the mattress, okay, that your ropes, the shesiva are the vertical and the horizontal, go from one board to the next, the frame. These ropes are a yad for the mito. They're a yad for the mito. So if you take apart the bed, the ropes become tahar as well. Okay, I mean, that's considered you take apart the bed. The bed is a shivri keil and the ropes are tahar. That's not a chiddush. Well, the Mishnah is not talking about a mita that became tar, that was tummy became tar. Because the chavalim are only tamachs the mitah, so that's pasha. Okay. Elamai, we're talking about a case with a mitah that was taken apart and still were tummy, because the ruchah shtekarayim, serve shtekarayim. But the chavalim are tar. Ah. Chavalim are only considered a yad for mitah shlem. Oh, that's the chiddush. Even though the bet still has tumah, it's taken apart in a way that still retains some tumah, but the chavalim are not. Okay. So how do you read the Mishnah? I'm farik samitalat feel. Take it apart to betivalit. I don't really understand that. You took it was already apart, taking it further apart. Again, bechavalin is tar. I don't understand. I don't know. So confused. Then it was already tummy. Yeah, the Rav says it was already tar. It fell apart. So what's it? Push it. It's push it. You're touching a bed that's already tar. It's already been dismantled enough that it's tar, and you tell me what the chiddush here is that you remain tar. What's the chiddush? Yeah. In the case of the chavalim, it still has tumah. I'm so confused. A chaval me'imasai uchibra lemita, and from what time is the ropes considered attached to the bed? It's only considered part of the bed when it's serving a purpose. At what point is it serving a purpose? The Mishnah explains, Mishasarag b'shloi shabatim. You have three rows of, you move it three rows. Three houses. Okay. Three rows. First you have the lengthwise, then you go the whole way, and then you do the three widthwise. When you go, we did already three passes widthwise, that's enough. Why? You put a child on it, maybe. You could sit on it. Okay. And the rest of the rope is tame also, because it's part of it. Nigeh min hakesher lefnim tame, min hakesher lechutz tahar. Let's say what happened was your first rope is not long enough. So after you made your three rows, or somewhere other, later on the line, you tied another rope to this rope to extend it. Okay? So says the Mishnah, Negeh, Mene Kesher, Lefnim is Tameh, Kesher Lechutz is Tar. What's the Mishnah saying? The first rope and the kesher itself are tameh. The second one's not tameh. Even though kesher usually makes something into one, not legabe tuma, legabe Shabbos maybe, legabe kloyim. Why is the second rope not tameh? The virtue of the fact that it's touching the first one? Well, it's a rishon. Just in case it was an av. Okay. About that. Nimei HaKesher, the extra slack of the rope. Every time you tie two ropes together, there has to be extra slack past the knot, otherwise the knot won't hold. You have Tzarchoi Tamei, the part that's necessary is Tamei. Kamu Tzarchoi was considered that amount, Yudom Mishalesh by his three fingers, with the three fingers. Fine. Okay. Three fingers. Mishnah Beis, a chevel yitzi min amito. There's extra parts to the rope that extends beyond the bed. Ad chemisha tefachim is tar. With the first three, five tefachim, it's less than five tefachim is tar. There's no need. So let's say it like this. The question is if it's a Yad Lamita. First, less than five tefachim has no use. Chamisha Hazara is Tameh. 5 to 10 is Tameh. Has a use. We say even the first 5 becomes part of that Yad. So Chutz Tahar. It's more than 10 tefachim. First 10 tefachim are a Yad. Beyond 10 tefachim is not a Yad. There's no use. Why is it the first 10 tefachim has a use? It's considered a Yad. Shekoshin is a psachim. You use it to tie your Karn Pesach to your bed. Well, you know, they only did that in times of the Mitzrayim, some say. They would do it as Zecher even after Mitzrayim. Wow. Shalshon Samitas, you lower the bed, what, for Tevelet? Or to second floor to first floor, etc. Your bed needs some extra rope. That was 10 tefachim. Okay, Rabbi Say, that's it for today. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.